Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is education, our theme here on the show today, as we talk with USD 3-3 Manhattan Ogden Schools, and then later on in the program, Flint Hills Christian School with a capital campaign project that they've got going on. Our guests here from USD 3-3 this morning include Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Good morning, Eric. Good
morning, Brandon.
And Board Member Jardine Coleman is also here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on here as we get set here for another school board meeting here tonight, 6:30 p.m. at the Robinson Education Center. Boy, have you ever seen, first off, just kind of start things off, yesterday was kind of an unusual day. Have you ever seen snow this late in the year, Eric?
Oh, I've seen it. I mean, it's unusual for sure. But I'm grateful the forecasters were there to at least warn us of it. I think I've got those without the forecast before, and that's even more surprising.
Jardine, anything, you've ever seen anything like that before?
I think what was surprising to me was waking up to 4 inches of snow, and by the time I got off of work at 5 o'clock, it was like it never happened.
Yeah, it's just totally crazy. It was here, and then it was gone. And it probably made for a little bit of a interesting commute into school yesterday morning. No issues with buses yesterday that I heard of anyway.
Nope.
Yep. All right. Well,
not that I'm aware of.
Good to know. Glad everyone got there safely, and just a quick snowstorm. Hopefully we're done with snow here for the remainder of the school year. Let's talk about, first off, announcements. Jardine, I know you've got some of those here for us this morning.
Yes, we wanted to let everyone know that Kindergarten Roundup is tomorrow night, Thursday, April 22nd, from 5:45 to 6:45. And this is for all children who are 5 years old by August 31st of this year. They are eligible for kindergarten next school year. If you don't know which school your child would attend, you can call the transportation department, department at 587-2190. And we're very excited to meet all of our littlest learners this year. Also, Manhattan High School graduation is scheduled for Friday, May 14th at 7:30. And we will be at Bill Snyder Family Stadium this year. So the class of 2021 gets an exciting graduation outside. Each graduate has 6 tickets, and the gates will open at 6:30 p.m. And senior parents should be checking their emails for more information coming out very soon. And then finally, just a reminder that the last day of school is Friday, May 14th, and it is scheduled to be a full day of school this year.
Very good. Well, that, I know a lot of people are looking forward to the end of the school year. It's been kind of one of the more interesting school years on record that we can remember. In addition to last year as well. But there will be some decisions I know that will have to be made here in the coming weeks, and maybe not so much tonight, but maybe next month or in June, about how we proceed here in the next school year in terms of social distancing, masking, that sort of thing. Eric, is that being talked about yet, or is that still something being developed in terms of a plan?
I think that'll be coming, Brandon. Right now we're just focused on getting through this year. It's been enough of that right now.
All right.
That's a great way to put it.
Well, yeah, no doubt. I understand that completely. And, you know, luckily, things have gone pretty smoothly. And I haven't heard, you know, in terms of people missing time here, it seems like that hasn't been as big of an issue as it maybe was in the beginning of the school year.
Yeah,
I think we found our groove. Sorry, Eric, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Jardine.
I was just going to say, I think we found our groove. We really played it safe in the first semester, and I think that really helped us to be able to be successful this second semester and being able to have students be face-to-face. And realistically, the plans that we make for next year are going to be very much determined by what the community does over the summer. And what COVID-19 looks like in our community as we look into August of 2021.
Yeah. Well, I know some restrictions have been eased a little bit, Eric. I hear this from my own daughter who goes to fourth grade at Marlette Elementary, and she was excited when she got to go to recess and talk to some of the other kids from other classes. I guess for those that don't know, there haven't been a lot of blended recesses from and mixing of other classrooms.
Yeah, there have not, and that's something the health department kind of gave us the go-ahead to start waddling into. So some of our buildings were able to schedule that in, so we're happy to do what we can, but we're still trying to be safe as well and finish out this year as best we possibly can. Yeah. I just invite everybody to follow the information, you know, that Michelle puts out every week on our dashboard with our cases, and you know, it's going in the right direction. We feel like we've done what we needed to do, and it's paying off for us, but we still want to make sure we stay on top of it. If you get behind this one, you can get buried pretty quick.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, school board does have a meeting here tonight and 6:30 p.m. You can tune in live stream. They usually put that on the YouTube channel and on the Facebook page. Some old business here to get to first, and this is kind of an interesting agenda item here, and this is having to do with the February gas bill, which was a little outrageous in price here. And I know that the school district plans to challenge that here. At least that was the will of the board at the last meeting. I imagine that'll probably be more of the same here tonight on the second reading. Eric, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, this is kind of additional information from what we presented last time. Because we purchase gas through a cooperative with KASB with other districts, when those bills came in and those rates were just extremely high, for what we used, we've engaged the services of an attorney, or KSB has engaged the services of an attorney. And what we're talking about tonight is just joining that effort to have that attorney represent USD 383 moving forward in that.
All right. Jardine, any thoughts on that?
No, I think that the board is behind this decision to kind of fight this extremely large bill. And I hope that with the collective efforts that we're able to have a favorable outcome for all the districts across the state that were impacted.
Yeah, and we were talking before the program, Eric, your bill was $128,363, and that's way more than a normal bill. And I understand Manhattan Ogden wasn't even the hardest hit from this.
Oh no, there were plenty of districts that were hit plenty hard. One of my Kansas City area friends, their bill was over $1 million, and they'll be going through a similar process. I just want to make sure everybody knows this isn't litigation yet. You know, this isn't something we're suing. This is just engaging an attorney to speak to the gas company on our behalf.
Very good. Well, and I think a lot of folks understand why you would here, because the bill was amounts to 91.5% of the total budget authority for this account. And that was just a surprising number to hear at the last school board meeting, but hopefully get that resolved here. How long are you anticipating this might take place before you get this resolved?
Oh, I would expect between 1 and 2 months, I would hope, because I don't think the gas company would want to drag it out either.
Okay, very good. Well, at 9:16 here at News Radio KMN, let's take our first break. We'll come back and more with Eric Reed and Jardine Coleman, USD 383 Manhattan Ogden School Board, here on News Radio KMN.